Good morning, everyone. I trust you are safe and sound. Today, we mark the beginning of the holiest week of the year as we remember Christ's triumphant entry into Jerusalem. May we journey with him this week in heart and mind towards the joy and triumph of his resurrection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. Behold, your King comes to you, O Zion, meek and lowly, sitting upon a colt. Ride on in the cause of truth and for the sake of justice. Your throne is the throne of God. It endures forever, and the scepter of your kingdom is a scepter of righteousness. You have loved righteousness and hated evil. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, during Lent, we have been preparing by works of love and self-sacrifice for the celebration of our Lord's death and resurrection. Today we unite in worship to begin this solemn celebration in union with the church throughout the world. Christ enters his own city to complete his work as our Savior, to suffer, to die, and to rise again. Let us go with him in faith and love, so that united with him in his sufferings, we may share his risen life. The word of God from Psalm 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Let Israel now proclaim, his mercy endures forever. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter them. I will offer thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. He who is righteous may enter. I will give thanks to you, for you answered me and have become my salvation. The same stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. On this day the Lord has acted. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hosanna, Lord, Hosanna. Lord, send us now success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord. He has shined upon us from a procession with branches up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will thank you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Gospel according to St. Luke. After he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethphage and Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it.'" So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They said, "The Lord needs it." Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven." Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, order your disciples to stop." He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out." The Gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven. Since the earliest days of the Church, Christians have been shaped by a simple ritual. A minister proclaims these words of benediction. "The peace of the Lord be always with you," to which everyone assembled is invited to respond, "and also with you," or "and with thy spirit." This is the echo in our liturgy that we still create every time we celebrate the Holy Eucharist together. Somebody says it to us, and we say it right back, a call and response. There's an echo in today's Gospel reading. St. Luke's account of Palm Sunday echoes his Christmas story. When Jesus entered our world as the babe of Bethlehem, the Gospel writer tells us that angels appeared and sang peace on earth. Now, as Jesus rides his colt towards Jerusalem, the people look to the sky and sing peace in heaven. Heaven sings of peace on earth. Earth echoes back, peace in heaven. As the church gathers on this Palm Sunday, we are caught in the crossfire of blessings. Today marks the beginning of the most sacred week in the church calendar and offers each of us many blessings. This week is one of ultimate importance in our lives as followers of Jesus. This morning, we raise our palms in welcome. We usher in the memory of what took place on that very first Holy Week and its continued relevance and significance to us today. The fact that we share Eucharist together regularly, the fact that the cross is the central symbol of our faith, the fact that we believe in the resurrection, that Jesus lives and is present with us, are all directly linked to the events of that first Holy Week. Today we remember that Jesus didn't ride into Jerusalem in a state procession en route to his coronation or at the front of an army. To some in the crowds, this would have been a disappointment. As with all crowds, the Palm Sunday crowd was mixed. There were some who had traveled with him. There were his disciples and followers. There were the crowds inside the city gathered for Passover from far and wide. There were those who had heard a prophet from Nazareth was coming. There were those who had heard about the raising of Lazarus. Some were there to see the miracle worker, and I'm sure there were some rubberneckers just wanting to see what the fuss was all about. There were some moaning myrtles in the crowd too, as our Gospel reading today records. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, order your disciples to stop." He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out." As Professor Errol Miller describes, nature kept silent because the crowd spoke eloquently for their creator. Jesus was being hailed as King of Israel and for coming in the name of the Lord. Some Pharisees interpreted this as blasphemy. Jesus defended the crowd. This was his crowd. This crowd recognized him for who he was, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Their exuberant worship was well founded. If this crowd was silent, then nature itself would cry out. But today we remember that our King came to his people humble and mounted on a donkey, a beast of burden, of peace and humility. The crowd still came out to greet him. This may not have been the entrance they were expecting, but they greeted him with acclamation nonetheless. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven. As another Holy Week begins, let us remember that God's ways are not our ways, that God often comes to us in unexpected ways and through unlikely people. The scope of God's love for his people is somewhat surprising and amazing, for if we believe that Jesus truly is the Son of God, taking the form of a servant, then the Son of God himself opened his arms of love for us upon the cross on Good Friday. Yet Jesus was also human as we are, so this sacrifice was powerful and real. He went through the same fear and pain that we would suffer. His faith was tested, as ours can be. Our heavenly King came to us in great humility. And we are called to be humble, to have the same mind in us as Jesus had. As C.S. Lewis put it, humility does not mean thinking less of ourselves. It simply means thinking of ourselves less. Rather than thinking that the world revolves around me, myself, and I, or thinking that our way is always right, as Christians, we have to correct the lyrics of Frank Sinatra's famous song and do it Christ's way. Following Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, we are called to follow his example in seeking to serve, not to be served, of loving our neighbors as ourselves and God above all else. Our allegiance to Jesus, the servant King, demands nothing less. This Holy Week, come and hear the echo of world-changing events, the story of salvation unfold. Relive the significance of these sacred events and how they directly impact upon our lives. Peace on earth and peace in heaven. May the peace of the Lord be always with you. And at the end of our journey, may our song be, and now the end is here, and so I face that final curtain. My friend, I'll make it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway, and more, much more. I did it Christ's way. Amen. Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray to the Father through his Son, who suffered on the cross for the world's redemption. Fill with your Spirit Christ's broken body, the church, here and around the world. Give to Christian people everywhere a deep longing to take up the cross and to understand its mysterious glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bless those who lead the church's worship at this solemn time, especially Todd, our bishop, our clergy, and lay leaders. In the preaching of the word and the celebration of the sacraments, draw your people close to you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Look in your mercy upon the world you loved so much that you sent your Son to suffer and to die, especially the people of Ukraine. Strengthen those who work to share the reconciliation won at such a cost upon the cross. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bring healing by the wounds of Christ to all who are weighed down by pain and injustice. Help the lonely and the betrayed, the suffering and the dying, to find strength in the companionship of Jesus and in his passion to know their salvation. On our parish prayer list, we pray for Angela, Pam, Angie, Rudy, Carol, Paula, Anne, Al, Leona and family, Canon Tony, Linda. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Welcome into paradise all who have left this world in your friendship. Today we join our prayers with Jane Goad in thanksgiving for the life and witness of Nicholas Goad, in whose memory the sanctuary candle is given. We pray also with Eileen Grant, and giving thanks for the life and witness of Ken Grant, in whose memory the candle in the chapel is given. According to your promises, bring them with all your saints to share in all the benefits of Christ's death and resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Amen. Most merciful God, by the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, you created humanity anew. May the power of his victorious cross transform those who turn in faith to him, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And trusting in the compassion of God, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, for ever and ever. Amen. Christ crucified, draw you to himself, to find in him a sure ground for faith, a firm support for hope, and the assurance of sins forgiven. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and all those you love and serve this holy week and always. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. My Lord.